Thus I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Altarpeak Mountain, in a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfectionalism, saw the five skandhas and their natural infants. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of the lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfectionalism? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answer the Venerable Shariputra after these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, composition of factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure, they neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no time, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on up to no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on the eye by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain Nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calls all suffering to be known as truth, for it is not false. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Tiyata Om Gate Gate Paragate Parasangate Bodhisattva. Shariputra, this is how a Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, well done, O son of the lineage of his soul. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra and the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva, Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
Try to learn to need So as usual, we're going to start with the good motivation, as we all familiar, you know, especially at this time is a kind of starting a new year. So, you know, there is a sort of tradition that some, you know, practitioner begin with New Year with a new resolution, or begin with a, you know, different than last year, and you know, dedicate whatever in the end of the old year and coming year, start with a fresh sort of practice or sort of motivation like that too.
So what you can say the kitchen or the teacher can say the Ben Tadan and Pemba Chitonsing and Lodella, Sanja Tanja, you turn to Zubi Sanja Kovatovich and get Chichi Chagan. Yana, Raji Kangala Pende, you make it, turn the damage is always in energy. Jiggy Pinu, because a Pemba shooting which is down to a yana, and you go time and do with this, you know, Jiggy Kino Chanel, Jenchim was at the Hego Marisola.
So if we could start with a, constant stream of good motivation begin with, then sometimes in between if we sometimes lose that motivation it doesn't affect that much.
ji saya tu yang kita dah lama ni kena sikit jago gambar ko ni mana mana doa nak gigi lekat je tu sesuatu sesuatu ni tu sesuatu tak orang cuci sesuatu orang was ni tu tu kita tu cuci semua tu cuci lulus sana tu yang sana sini pampul sana semua ni sana.
So for our living, we don't have to motivate. It will go as usual. Start with usual and end with usual. So there is no need of any special motivation. It pass like that way because of the, our habituation or or the illusions like. So it is already sort of motivated, so waste our time like this so far, so for the practice, if we do the same like usual, then how much we waste our time like that. Then, if we look closely, then they will be really regretful.
So, so, Ben, you might get your own getting ye somebody hiccup and drogo, drono, condition drogo do. So, you like a condition chego do, said the social Hindu the genie chego, Marimado. So, the Hindu genie is on a. Oh, Nancy, don't the demo which imagine that is Samaro, not to reach a taller dog do us and his gen no cobramado. Go, you mind you might like a guitaran in Dizzy ain't it? You said the Haran Toland or Salada.
So usually we don't check our, day closely. If we do, then we will know, how we waste our day. In the nature of this nature or in the nature of every day's distractions of this lifetime.
Tenuji gitu sih tiap orang yang tuju tawaran ini macam tawaran sih ini harus kasihan aja tuan dia ini sosok kiki menjangnya cahaya dia ini kanga sosok sanjiba cie masalah gua merawasalah.
So if we pass our time as usual like this in a not in a really not in a meaningful life, then then later on, if we look back, then, we pass our life, without achieving anything for yourself or for the sake of others.
Pena kada bela masunji miro sunji dendala yani chobar halte chowa shimando la pete gaji gada gaji de trojin de pena pa bu pazan için de roba nasıl görürsün o resalada chowa shimando la gaji trojin de rochugen chi dinse yebi to.
So the there is a Kadamba master saying that, you know, the best practitioner at the time of passing this life in that transaction, you know, they will live happily, you know, without any regrets, happily like living from good parents' home.
Matanya ni chukala mje ma chi sokur se so jindwa so joba chema gomichi.
So what we try to do is we at least try to do that when we at the end of our life, at least we should not have any, regrets.
Tedo the Kariton is a good senator, Chushugin only, Zombuchi to the Chaburo Asalata, so choose the Tanyaski Majanayo, the Rajikanga Pendi drinking him, Zombuchi to the Joshimato Tuna, Munetronichi, the Kaya Lali Chaguajo Asalata.
So how we have to do that is, we do our best in this lifetime and try to become a good person, a wholesome person, whether you do a Dharma practice or not, we spend our life in a wholesome way, then, we could able to enjoy that kind of thing at the end of our life.
The figure is on board, you take it top on all the mission, you're not getting about it, saying it. That you're in it, so you're in it. So, but I'm hitting it on it, Chichuan is Chagayans. In the day, you should have been number of just on the senior lot of cheese on it.
So become that kind of person. The best method is in our tradition is the practice of Lamrim. So we motivate that the best method is Lamrim. I will do my best, to practice, that kind of motivation we set. So as we know, what we're going to listen today is, how to do the practice of Lamrim.
Drugi Lamrim, you get a sona any Sati gets a Sati sana any Tomachu the Kadijan and Yuare. Any Chudela any Chichu Yabon or Kariore. Any Chudin you do Kadijagur, she did Kadijagur sana any Saji than Hey Bahasala.
So to begin to practice this Lamrim, there are, you know, as usual, there are chapters. First, you know, chapter where this tradition or the practice come from, and you know what are the greatness or the characteristic of this practice, and you know how we explain this practice and how we you know put in to practice this practice.
The Ruggy Saji, you've been doing also Saji, and it's somebody got ahead of you, Asana, say Saji Sumba.
So, the root, these are the four root chapters, and now we are, you know, on the third root chapter.
Saji Sumba, tell us, Saji, you call us Saji Sumba, you ask.
So, in this third chapter, there are further three, you know, sub-chapters.
Sajji Sumba Tila Chwa Nyeta Nibi Chula Nyeke Chetashe Yirinba Sede Sayi Sajji Diba Kola Yine Nyuen Bitsi Shi Bitsi Njutu Timotu Chetashe Tsiyuse Sunyi Ba.
So in this chapter, you know, it says how to listen to the teaching and developing reverence for the teaching, uh-huh. And the last chapter, how you actually listen.
You be to see, be to tomorrow, get us as a song, and on your Twitter line, so you are, you need to be paying children, children, or the Russia. And then you took me to say that was such a song by you, and it's such a song,
And that chapter also, there are, you know, three, again, the small chapters. So now we are actually in how you actually listen. So we are in that chapter. So first thing, you know, why you should listen to the teaching. So then if you listen to the teaching, you know, this kind of benefit we will get. So So second thing, you know, develop reverence for the teaching and the instructor. So, you know, that means, you know, we should not disrespect to the teacher and the instructions. So how you actually listen, there are another two parts that, you know, abandoning the three faults of a vessel, relying on the six ideas.
So this
three thing, you know, it is we can do the same to any other field of subjects, not only the, you know, in the dharma practice. So contemplating the benefit of hearing the, you know, whatever the subject is, hear the teaching, and develop reference for the teaching and the instructor. This thing also, whatever the subject it is, you know, this time the lamrim, and as well as how you actually listen, you know, abandoning the threefold of a vessel and relying on the six ideas, you know, these are same to any field of, you know, learning, not only the dharma practice, but here, you know, it in conjunction with the lamrim teachings.
Then I do not teach it. Gaza get in it, Joso, no, 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 Kabuba Tabasete, Timo Irina, Kadizina, no, Kabuba, the Gitana, Nedichi, and Jagumara Wasala.
So, like here, you know, being upside down, vessel. So, you know, this could be common to any kind of, you know, knowledge or the learning or the teaching. So, you know, if the, you know, vessel is upside down, you know, then we cannot gain anything that is not only to the Dalamrim, but, you know, any other thing too.
Then the Jumachi saying it, the Timo in El Jay and the Messi, Yang Yana, you got it. So, you got it, Chichana, Zombie, you tell it, Kaji Singh, you don't know. 계속 인사로라 다 제코 티모이레네 제발라 교로치 지역을 세이데다 쇼 다니스케 제고 말에다 드르기 교로치 통해 지소나 네 라지 강가라 페비 좀비에 대지로 와서라다 베딩에 호조 제바데 제라 카데자데 제제 하보조 위서데 바르보데 카데자고 위서지다 드르기 교로치 고제 호조 제다 대상지 초스에 말로 와서라다
so the second thing to held up right side of a vessel you know this which is not sure that is common to all type of you know learning cause you know but Rinpoche thinks if we have that kind of attitude you know then there will be you know double benefit in case of any other subjects, cause you know, if we have, you know, the if we have bad intention that you know try to defeat the you know other people and you know. Try to gain some kind of wrong things, then, you know, then that is not much worth it.
Yang terbiji cepat tu jele penero susuk yang hujung cepi kosal yang jeda tu cip penero katijin jenis kimi na kong ada cipar yang hujung tengah orang cegi ni dah mesti cipar itu susuk yang papa ya pipi tengah dah yang cukup asal asalah dah kau yang tada penero cuma cik kita logo mudah asalah dah masa logo papi tuan tu tu sejauh dia tuan
so you know if you know a vessel is right side up and being dirty then, you know, it is not good, as mentioned earlier. But, you know, some kind of, you know, different, you know, competitive thoughts, like, you know, some people do really good and, you know, you yourself kind of lift up your self-esteem and you know, think that you know we that person and I are the same. You know, we got the same potentials and everything same. You know, if he could do it, then why not I can do it? So that kind of you know kind of. Right kind of competitive thought or, you know, that kind of thinking is not considered as a right side of vessel, but, you know, being dirty, not considered like that. So the third thing, though clean, you know, having a leaky bottom, that is, you know, common to any kind of studies or learning. So if we get a rough understanding of the literal understanding of this thing, then you know it will help when we check or investigate at that time. You know it is really helpful and you know it will. Perfectly makes sense.
Tanyi bongo so nyi bani chire sache chen tun chen di she tru ten ba sehi de khatu ma rogu yin da.
So now we will go the second part, you know, relying on the six ideas.
Chue la tenyi chie ba la thoma gara gara sa na rangye la rang la nyeba tabi di she de gara sa la so na chio tu thua mahiwa bachi chie sa ari sa la da.
So, relying on the six ideas, first thing is, you know, think of yourself as a sick person. So, you know, if somebody told you, then, you know, if you want to practice, then, you know, first think of yourself as a sick person. If somebody told you like that, then what do you think? If we don't know anything about the, you know, Dharma practice, we are the, you know, first time listening to the teaching, then, you know, if His Holiness the Dalai Lama is giving a teaching and all the audience, they are first time, then His Holiness the Dalai Lama mentioned that, you know, now first think of yourself as a sick person. You know, if His Holiness told the audience like that, then what will the audience people might think or feel? So most people will say that I'm not a sick person. I don't consider myself as a sick person, you know, because, you know, I went to the doctor to check up, you know, maybe last week or last day, you know, my doctor said you are perfectly in sound. So, you know, why should I think myself as a sick person? Most people might say that. So that kind of, you know, sickness is a ordinary, you know, ordinary sickness of a person. So for that kind of people, the answer here is, you know, we read through the text. Think of yourself as a sick person. Shantidevas engaging in the bodhisattva's deeds. Bodhisattva Charya Atara says, since you must follow a doctor's advice, even when stricken by ordinary illnesses, what need is there to mention those who are constantly stricken with the illnesses of so many faults, attachment, and the like?
So this
meaning is that, you know, like that kind of ordinary illnesses, you know, we need to follow the advice of a doctor, you know, without any mistakenly, then, you know, why not, you know, we should, seek the advice of the, you know, instructor for this, like this kind of severe, you know, sickness, emotional sickness, like, you know, attachment and hatreds and so on. So we go through the text. As Shantideva says, you have been sick for a long time with the illnesses of the affliction such as attachment. An illnesses that is long-lasting, intractable, and causes strong suffering. Therefore, you must recognize this to be your situation.
So like
Rinpoche mentioned before, you know, I am not a sick, but, you know, why should you call me a sick person or consider myself a sick person? Then the here answer is Gambapa, Kamaba, you know, is a Kadamba master, one of the Kadamba master, said that if we are not in fact sick, then meditating on our sick condition would be misguided. You know, however, stricken with the virulent and chronic disease of the three mental poisons, attachment, hostility, and ignorance, we are extremely sick, but we are completely unaware that we are ill. So in our ordinary sicknesses also, sometimes if our our disease or the or we are extremely, you know, severely sick, then, you know, we cannot, you know, able to pinpoint where it hurts or where is the pain. We cannot pinpoint because we are so severely sick. So likewise here, you know, we are severely, you know, sickened by this mental poisons, you know, mentioned here three mental poisons, so that, you know, we are so kind of, you know, severe that, you know, we don't feel like, you know, there is no any, you know, we cannot able to recognize or, you know, pinpoint like the, you know, ordinary sick like before.
Pichu tela chotu yik tato degu yoji marila da pichu de shida kaburo.
So, you know, it might be, you know, relevant or not, you know, you don't know, but it's very hard.
Pena sanje yin gatsu yoji gatsu longa yin se sona chiron so sabche roa sala da. Pena yin ubi nesu yin nilu riwa la. Longa re, ene, nilu shijin lo dun zembe, ene, bete lo pa. But lalo de chomba de chasong as a chadu or a salada. You could be next to drink it, Tadoina, and what also can catch you with you by the so shoe in order to drink your salada.
So, for example, like, you know, if Buddha sees us, then, you know, we are sort of blind. We are blind to the, in the nature of, you know, reality. Because, you know, we are, you know, we don't have the sight to see the nature of reality. So, you know, Buddha knows that we are blind into that nature. But, you know, we all are seeing that, you know, we are not, you know, aware that, you know, we are blind to the nature of reality, because, you know, we cannot see the nature of reality. So, you know, we are all even or equal, that, you know, we all think that, you know, I am, you know, if I am not, then who is? You know, we got like that kind of, you know, consideration.
Alegen delte chila se bo ma ma so do na de chire to pe na cha so yin ko to ne ba tsu chen yin ba ga de ha ko go se so na pe na ga de wo ji cha ja de ya ma na sa le ne ba re se di pe na ga mo te se chi le wa de la so to chi de na ya ba lo wa chi do wa sa la da ale ne ba tsu chen ne ba kala sa ba chu me de kala sa wa de da ma so na sa de ko de chi ya chi do wa sa la da de ko de yin na ne ba yin bi ta ro wa sa la da.
So likewise, you know, Rinpoche got the sinus problem. So whenever he eat a wrong thing, it directly strike on his sinuses and it get really worse and he feel really uncomfortable. So what that indicate is that, you know, you got the deep down, you got the chronic, you know, severe sicknesses of sinus. So likewise, you know, for ourselves, you know, if somebody a little bit kind of body language or kind of little bit kind of sarcastic thing, you know, some people say that to you, then immediately, you know, you are in the, you know, hostility or in the in the generate a great deal of anger or emotions. So what that indicate is you are chronically sick with this kind of emotions. So likewise, our senses, if we see a beautiful form, then immediately, our attachment increase. And if we saw a good, hear a good, sounds, then immediately, we are under influence of that thing, and the taste, and so on. So immediately, we cannot control. We get overwhelmed, and under the influence of those emotions. So this we cannot able to control. So that means we are really sick from this kind of afflictions. So that kind of uncomfortableness happen in our life many times if we look back in our life sometimes because of rage or anger, with some reason we could not able to calm down our mind. Because of that, we could not taste the food, and we cannot sleep well. And also because of the attachment, our mind disturbed, and we cannot function as usual. These kind of things happen in our life, many, many times if we look closely. So likewise, in our ordinary sicknesses, if the sick people cannot able to sleep well, cannot able to eat, and cannot able to do the think properly like that, then we consider him as really, really sick. So likewise, our afflictions too, when we cannot able to eat, we cannot able to think, we cannot able to get a good sleep because of attachment, anger, or whatever, so that indicates, we are really severely sick of all these, emotions. So with small cause or any tiny conditions and causes, that bring, ignites our all those things, what that indicate is, we are in the nature of severely sick.
The drinking never in body manage so in the body, but the shit and hair swan, that the kitchen ball caricature. What so you said the same in the body city, behind the Chai Yagoro, never kept a chai Yagoro, digi, the dollar in it.
So then, you know, if we closely look all those, examine, and then, you know, think ourselves as a sick person, then what we, next thing, what we going to do is, we're going to see a good specialist, a doctor. So, you know, so this is the ideas. Now what we are going to do. So we break here. So we will go through a little bit and then, you know, do some questions and like that. But, you know, half time is you guys' time and half time is his time, that, you know. But, you know, since you guys didn't have any questions, you know, he is taking all your times. So, you know, we will try to do that. So 1 hour is his time and 1 hour is you guys' time. So, you know, it feels like he's taking all the time. So that looks not fair. You guys should take some of your time too. So, if we think of ourselves as a sick person, then what we have to do is, you know, we have to seek a good doctor. So likewise here, think of the instructor as a doctor. For example, when you are stricken by a severe illnesses such as a wind or bile disorder, you seek a skilled doctor. Upon consulting your doctor, you are greatly delighted and listen to whatever your doctor says, revering him or her respectfully. Likewise, seek in this way a teacher who imparts
the teaching.
So, likewise, seeking in this way a teacher who imparts the teaching. Once you have found your teacher, venerate your teacher with respect and do what he or she says. So while doing this, consider it a privilege, not a burden. For as the verses summary of the perfection of wisdom in 8,000 lines says, therefore, wise bodhisattvas who have a strong thought to seek sublime enlightenment, vanquish pride decisively, just as the sick rely on doctors in order to cure their illnesses, so you should rely on a teacher, apply yourself enthusiastically. So this in the, you know, second ideas that, you know, if we know that we are sick, then we seek a good doctor, and doctor give you a advice or a instruction, then, you know, like a doctor, when we find the instructor, then instructor will give you the instruction, you know, then for that we consider it a privilege, not a burden, and do our best to implement that. So in the great monasteries and as well as the, you know, the great teachers or the master always, you know, advise in Tibet that, you know, whatever, you know, your practice to live in a discipline, vows and all those things should not consider as a burden, but it considered as a privilege. So that make a big difference in your practice. Likewise, you know, there, which you don't know that, but inside Tibet, they have a, you know, very heavy ornament. Some people want to wear very heavy ornament, and, you know, when you weigh it, it might weigh a lot of pounds, but when you put on like a privilege, you know, then he don't feel like any burden. There's no any weight. So likewise, you know, if you feel like privilege, then, you know, there's no any hardship in your practice. So as mentioned here, you know, generally, you know, who have a strong thought to seek sublime enlightenment, you know, as mentioned here, vanquish pride decisively, just as the, you know, vanquish pride decisively, so that kind of, you know, strong thought need to have.
간절히 어서기 소속이 대학 간절 간절히 대한도냐냐 그 지 강한 수술하고 지 매화에서는 어떤 소리 지에 개개 영향을 받았을라다 혼자 가르잖아요. 대기 이제 삼바 수술하고 그것에 대해서로.
So in this way, you know, we need to have a really strong thought and wills. Otherwise, if you don't have that, then we cannot able to achieve without that.
Then keeping a jee chonde se de ye, rani ye yenda chile ten gonge jee so na yene. Rani ji ngaji de chong de jian da le ku ba de jie guo ruo la da rani jian le nga le chuo de jie guo mei se suo na pa ru bo de la yin de dian ye dian de ba de yong ma ruo yin san ke bian ngaji chong de se guo.
So vanquish pride decisively means that you know if you are wise, you know then you need to vanquish your pride. Otherwise, if you have a big pride, then you don't have a desire to seek other people's that people's instruction, so you cannot able to gain any any knowledge.
Nepa yene me so me kasa ne de me bozo be tanda la jani so yeda la me chama chi yiki ten uro as de no yiki de kanje de ri yese da de yiki me chi yene ge yese ne de ten uro as so to de re do.
So just as the sick rely on the doctors in order to cure their illnesses, so we also should rely on a teacher and applying ourselves enthusiastically. So we need to, rely on a master without any distraction. So, people like us, the beginner, ordinary people like us, the worst obstacle in our practice is the destruction of our senses. So, even though we know, what is good and what is bad, what is positive, what is negative, we know a little bit about, but, because of our, not mindfulness, because of our destruction, we lose, all those opportunities.
No in singing the ye la soba chingy, you must get temper the shaggy singing the deroches on a motogi lunga y shobati. Any gay chulu came on you and do the shiramoji, chepashu chambushu your salada.
So if we could able to control our distracted mind with the application of introspection and mindfulness, then it help a great deal, even though we cannot progress our practice, but it won't weaken, help us not to weaken our practice through the application of mindfulness and introspection.
Pena nga so nae yi jingwan den zhuan ne so so ge ha da ji jie ge ni ka ri ne de pe ge li yi ge de ne da da jia de zhang zhe de jie zhe jie ge duo zhen la da ko ka ri jian le shen be ti shen ba de shu lu nae yi zhong zhong wan den zhuo bi da le shen la da.
So sometimes how much we try, we cannot control our distractions, sometimes not to forget, we write down what we have to do, important things, but because of the, you know, obstacles of destruction, sometimes we cannot able to do so. These things always happen. So to control our destruction, you know, we need to check our you know, self constantly and you know, apply those introspection and mindfulness. So if we do that, then, you know, gradually we will you know, improve you know, our practice. Otherwise, Rinpoche think that if we don't apply those things, we distract our mind and we try to do a prostration or mantra recitation or so on with a distracted mind, you know, then, you know, it won't help much. So the third idea is, you know, here, think of the instructor's explications as medicine. So how we should do this is, just as a sick person has a high regard for the medicine prescribed it by a doctor, so too you should view the instructions and the explications that the instructor gives us very important, taking great pains to hold them in high esteem and not squandering them by lapse, such as forgetting them. So the sum up thing is that, you know, whatever instructor you, you know, we should not forget the instruction and, you know, regard it as a privilege, not a burden, and taking care of it. That is the, you know, sum up meaning of the third ideas. So now in that case, you know, that is, you know, like that mentioned above, then how we should do is coming on the, you know, follow-up ideas.
So we
live in the fourth ideas, and, you know, we will do the question answers here.
S 사제 덤보들 라니 네바 인비 디시제 생에 되지 디긴 디시 되지 피지 대다라라니 최고에나 소환이 뜻이 해서야서라다 라니
so first ideas think of yourself as a sick person do we got some kind of understanding of or feeling on the first ideas
nal na ni ne pa yin de she kang ke ke me dus la da ta ya ma ji yo te ye me hon la ten go mo go se de de
so as for Rinpoche he don't consider himself as a sick person like mentioned here he got a you know some disease of sinuses but you know he is thinking should I go to the doctor or not that in that kind of situation he is other than that you know he's perfectly fine
rarene sumba na yene jacha jare chala da de cha cha da timu su yin wo de jian chumbu ji thewa da pa na sa do ke ri jo do du chala da
So when he look at the Lamrim and, you know, reflect on the Lamrim, then, you know he is really, really sick. Because, you know, he cannot control his emotions. He is under the constant influence of afflictions. You know, a small, tiny bit of some kind of, you know, cause a... Yeah, you know, affect him a big deal. So, any idea what he have to do? And he don't want to do anything. You know, if we have enough food and good shelter and warm clothes, that much he think about. Other than that, you know, he has no idea. No, he is not telling that like a sarcastic that he is, you know, he is really practitioner like that. He is not telling like that. He is telling sincerely, you know, how his opinion and how he think himself.
Dishi tambo de mesa din dishi ni bal chyo da chyo ma ka za chyo ma la me ba ke bin dishi yong men du ni chyo la ni kar me je dishi yong men du sa la
since he don't have the thinking of himself as a sick person because of that he don't have thinking of a good doctor or a good instructor and he don't have any any thoughts about the instructor's instruction like a medicine
chalo san daga yin be san la chi pa che jang ha de den ji be yin be de sa tha wa de ni yes la
so how you guys think you all are pretty much same like him or maybe a little better or what do you guys think So if we are same like him then there's not much just doing all these things to leave some kind of imprint or potentials in our mind's team maybe after many lifetimes there will a time come to to become obvious
ena nga su kanga yin de hi tani chi yu she chi de marwa sa la de ko de ne Bene jewa ne tsero tsero ne tsero jene ko kongshi sa ne. Ya yari yari dogo ye chichin yin zane ngosu ki chi yu shawa yin na. Bete ya jinnu me karsa ya jinnu lombu tungi chadwa yin ka yore sala da. Tanda te zang lombi ka yin di ko chi ke mina la ya jin rodu na. Ni chi sa chi so yun jiro wa sala da pacha zambu chi.
So even though we all are same like that, you know, we should not, you know, totally neglect, you know. If we do that, then, you know, we are totally, you know, helpless and we cannot able to get up from there. You know, so, you know, we should not neglect. We do our best and, you know, we try to get closer and closer, you know, life after life, you know. Then, you know, eventually, you know, many afterlives, you know, maybe we will reach there. So he hope you guys have some questions now. Otherwise, you know, we will go through the text.
What is the antidote to pride, and why are Americans suffering from so much pride?
Ta koge alamna tha ngaje gidela ani nyembo karete yores ani ta nupcho gi jagab so khon jo pe che ngaje chimbo shuj ne jo pe che ngaje chimbo do duas de khalchani yongu yores
te kharese goina chada ngaje yene bo de chada ben de mabo ga ra shamba sene ale to zo ne ne zopa che ro la zo zopa de ne sa la shamba de jena shamba
ngaje ke de la kusho khare de kham ge rabye ne de khare
so mabo de ya khon ge ra se kaso la ra de tu tu ye de mare na khon ji de chi se kaso ale
khon khon bo de kham de chi se de so ra
yo rabye se ne chi khon ge rabye se de so ji shu shu kaso la ra de tu se mendo ale telo ne aru mare pena ngaji yi shamba sin pen sen sen pen jen yi ji sen xie bu ra ta kan kun tro sen yi ale gan su kai la yi ge sen yi so na pena mare ngaji je wa de kare sen ngaji kare ngaji yu go sen na ale to mandir sa ja da nomba de la ngaji se de pen ji ten bi yun ten ji ko la ngaji je go yi mi do sen la da pena ji ten bi yun ten chan majeche ye jinsen ro ji sosol ji goro ti yin den den ji den bi yin den yi chan de mi ro sala da majeche de smuro ngaji che go de sosol jen la ngaji che go sosol popa ji goro ti ji popa de ni ji ji den bi yin den se goro den ji chan de mi ro sala da
so Rinpoche thinks that you know antidote first thing about the as usual, think about the benefit of being a pride and think about the, you know, fault of the pride. Then, you know, then you will know being so pride, it helps or not, what we gain or what we lose becoming a pride. That's one thing. And the pride people, you know, got something to be pride, you know, in a sense, you know, if you are good in something, you know, then you get pride in that kind of field. But, you know, you are pride in that field, but, you know, in some other field, you are know nothing. So, you know, if you think about you don't know nothing in that field, then you know, you will minimize a little bit of your pride because you are not an all-knowing one. There's no anything to be pride, you know. In some field you are better, in some field I am better. Like that.
Pena lomba nyong chung kang yin ba de la yin la ta do de nese de nyong yue de se la da kang ga ji shu yi ben jo yin na yin de de kang ga ji ran da de cha wa de ji ji len nese ji de ji de la ta do ji ji de la nga ji ji de shu che lo do wa se la da den de yin jin de yin yin si yue de se la.
So maybe you know your question the Americans, you know, Rinpoche think that, you know, in America, you know, the education-wise and the material-wise and all those things are, you know, a kind of, all, everybody is kind of mostly even. So when you are even, then you there is a greater chance of competitiveness. So it will generate and develop the pride. You know, in the another places, some, you know, are not materially and intellectually. So, you know, so they don't have that kind of pride and that kind of competitive thoughts. So, you know, if you maybe like that.
Ngeti rese go mar da ya de kang ta ji jime de ma zo gi pe de mo che ke che te hie go ne ye ma ga zo jo bo mi ka so la ye ni pa su no pe so le chang bo da ji bo da kang ga ni chang bo da ji bo shi ru jie de re so ni de kang ga le jie de ji bo jin no mu du seng ye de mo che ai te lo gi du se la da de ya de de ji yin de se de ta do de 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 ji jin yin ji ro se la da.
Rinpoche is not sure, you know, it is what Rinpoche say is right or wrong, you judge yourself and examine yourself. That is better. Why he said that is, you know, in the Tibetan community, you know, when in the 60s and 70s, you know, everybody is kind of equally, you know, in a same position, condition. So, you know, everybody is happy, everybody is friendly, and everybody help each other. But, you know, then nowadays, you know, develop a little bit in sense of in every condition. So there is no any more of like that good thing like before. So that is why, you know, Rinpoche think like that, but he's not sure.
Tendule tesra lengo mi do sala to chida ngaje da tu o nga su jong ngi khatu ma o ma he gre sala da.
So that is just you know, rough, you know, to your question, his thought, but, you know, precisely about the antidotes and causes and how to overcome, all those things will come in a later chapter on the main instructions.
Huh? I have a question that's probably too long to answer tonight, but perhaps you could answer it on another evening. What practices would you, kind of daily practices would you recommend for us, those we're working and so on, that we could keep up for ourselves on a day-to-day basis along the coming year and doing our practices here?
Working in where? What did you say? Working in samsara?
I'm sorry.
Really, I didn't.
Practices for people that work.
People that work. Tamo digal na ta nanzo lega lenge ge mi so la sa lega menge de yor nanzo nanzo injo ta lega menge lega yunge gi mid so las ane ta kusho gi ane che khar so ta che nyamle dum de je yakshu de khande ji ane ngodu che yores ane ko gi tuwa de chi chana ringbu do cha gi de ji me thari sangmal la thari le ngam mu ko sanyi na ni shin ji de ar ba shin do le ngam na de yes
ane Zeka chenye sana Tijin chu pene, tijin chu nyane sewa, tijin pensenda Pensenda kanje rangin ye pensen yonge chenye sona Leka chesa la yonge tetanji kange cheka maare la de chedan Kare sana zo pige ye chu Yen la ten gase de Ko yen la pamudri maji yoba ha kone rangin ye Dele zopa je tuye je ye jinsen si hien goor sana
So, what Rinpoche thinks is, it doesn't matter, you know, if you got a job or not, you know, to practice, you know, it solely, you know, depend on our attitude or the motivation. So, you know, once you know that other person is same like you, you consider other person like yourself, then, you know, then you cannot going to make any difficulties to that person, cause, you know that person also same like you, don't want any difficulties.
Chushu yisana ske mato anje, chona mi mamba nola, rangin ki mi kanga ya jipo zotu nge, mi kakhi tami segur lada, mi kakhi lada nriyori, bina nga su yi teri ko me di kanga pusu tobu shugu chonsa, ko teri ya di jipo shugu chonsa se yi tenri ki, kanga nola kuyu yabo te yegi, kanga la chi ya chi chupo zo ya leo chi yarwa, penna nhoa chi bigwa na. Tendru ki zo tunge chi chaya yina yang ko yara ki shepa na jirwa la, chio shio kecha mina.
So in your job also, whatever, you know, your position is, you know, if you have a sincere, you know, good thoughts about yourself and others, then, you know, no matter where you are, you know, you are that sincere, you know, motivation, will, you know, influence the other co-workers and so on. Then, you know, you can create a peaceful, you know, happy environment. You know, some people say that, you know, we know, you know, if there is a certain people, his nature is good, then, you know, whenever he is there, you know, everybody is kind of cheer up, happy and like that, you know. And someday, if that person is missing for some days, then, you know, oh, we miss him or her, you know. Such and such, you know, everybody got that kind of feeling, missing that person. Because when he is there, you know, he cheer up everybody and everybody is so harmonious and everything. And some people, you know, is there, you know, everybody feels in a tense, you know, no matter what his position is. But, you know, some difficult people, you know. So that's it, that is what he thinks.
So,
in Rinpoche's native place, there is a man called Lotsering.
So,
So Lord Tsering family, you know, his brothers, sisters, mom, daughter, cousin, everybody lived together in a big family in Tibet, you know, all the brothers, sisters and in-laws and lived together. So, you know, Lord Tsering is a kind of, you know, happy-going, easy-going person. And, you know, whenever Lord Tsering is there, you know, everybody is kind of really in a harmonious, happy mood. And whenever Lord Tsering went for out, then, you know, everybody is kind of, you know, like severely sick, you know, cannot touch a little bit, you know, if you touch a little bit, then it hurts. Here hurts, there hurts, like that. Everybody is kind of, you know, very ready to provoke their, you know, emotion to come out. So, like that, so if we could do the same like Lord Tsering, then, you know, whether you are a practitioner or not, it doesn't matter. So when Lord Tsering is there, you know, he makes some jokes and, you know, he do whatever, you know, help everybody to have a good time. But when he was not there, then, you know, look like kind of everybody is angry to everybody and kind of, you know, there is not much talk going on, and everybody is kind of quiet and like that. So the best, you know, happy environment is, you know, where there is a harmony, there is a peace. So the best thing is, you know, to have a good sense, good, you know, friendship, harmony, that's the best thing.
So
his question or comment or whatever is to his question. So he said the Americans got a big pride. Why is that so? So his comment is, he think maybe, you know, it might help to minimize the pride that, you know, that intellectually, you know, in a sense, they got a lot of information and knowledge. But, you know, there are, it's not always complete. Something is lacking. So that might be, that's his comment. I don't know, you can speak in English. So he speak pretty good English, but, you know, I'm not better than him. So I think I don't have to translate. He can, you know, comment himself in English maybe. What do you guys say? What do you say?
对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对 So
another Rinpoche comment for your question is, some Tibetan told him that, you know, there are, you know, really wild Americans that nothing can tame or subdue, and there is a prison jail, and it's not an ordinary jail, it's a kind of extraordinary jail, and there are all those wild Americans. So, you know, either, you know, any kind of punishment cannot able to subdue. So what they come out is they do a certain kind of meditations, breathings, and certain kind of yogas or whatever they did that experiment, and that helped all those wild Americans. So Rinpoche, somebody told Rinpoche that come in the newspaper or come in a TV or something like that. One Tibetan people, he or she told him, and, you know, it really helped them. So he think, you know, probably for those can do some yogas or breathing meditations. Good idea, though. And also, you know, the material, you know, that also, you know, maybe you don't have to, you know, you don't have to hope anything from anybody. You got everything, you got a job, pay good, you pay your bills, and, you know, you are not sick, everything, so you feel sense of pride. So, you know, that kind of thing, you know, then Rinpoche said, somebody also told him that nowadays, you know, those materially and jobs that pay good and intellectually, everything is perfect, but never satisfied. So they investigate. Now what is lacking, you know? Wanting more, what is lacking? No. Satisfaction. So then So all those things supposed to help you, but it doesn't help. So, you know, you go to practice the, you know, whatever, yoga or meditation or, you know, or the, you know, Lamrim or the Holy Ghost, you know, rely on those things. That kind of help more than those things. So Rinpoche think that might be...
Yeah,
We stop here, and Rinpoche says we dedicate whatever we did today, you know, that help ourselves and others for achieving more happiness and peace and prosperity.
Just a couple of days ago by Howard Zinn, was speaking on democracy now. He said that the problem of Americans and their pride is the history of Americans, because they think of themselves as exceptional to the rest of the world, and because of that, it gives them a blank check into whatever they want, and that is kind of their dilemma. And yet they never really look at the truth of their nature. Just they are conditioned socially, and because of that social conditioning, they perceive themselves as better than other people. And so it just reinforces their ego. And so I think that's it. And I also wanted to say that the antidote for selfish pride is equanimity, and also generosity, because it's the outpouring of selfless generosity that allows one to be selfless.
Tā kōki dīla ā dīnsa, tā tī ngā jēgi nīmbu dīla, āni tāngyōm dā, āni jimbā dā dī sū chī nā, ā ngā jē chāgirās. Āni kōki chī kārī na chī chī gīlā ā gī tīndā lā, āni Amerikā sū pē tāwā tū dū sū tīndrās lā sū sū dī yōyā dī jūjīn kārī rā sū dā Amerikā dā shimbā lē tāwā. Āni kārī na Amerikā sū dī tāmā kōngdū yā bīyē dā sū tā. Nidhā dā wī chī gī chēni āni Amerikā sū ngā jē tō yī mbū.
Those, Janiri Chadan Gitanaji. You know what, Tanya? And it's Yawan Deva to Dunyum and Deva Yamba Tanya. Can you see us on that? I didn't know Jagger, Tanya, Jagger was.
So those things really help, you know, to minimize the pride or arrogance. But Rinpoche don't think Americans are more pride than any other people. And Rinpoche think Rinpoche got the pride too. You know, I think. I do too.
Yeah,
you are not far more pride than me. I think I
am. America, the city of Manichao, and Lucena.
I would agree.
I'm originally Canadian.
Canadian too? I don't think so. Same.
Shijia to pepa le ngaji chio yo bata nga hakuma so da sala de yo kesi yo a yena tindri ki chemi ndo ma da jin pal paru le mi se yu bas ke yo ma ro
so Rinpoche don't think American are prider than you know any other, so if we check, you know, maybe Tibetan are more pride than the American. He said that, not I'm not making of it now. He really said that.
Shagi jide sabhi jawa de dalam jawa jawa jame ke bola jesu roza rabai tembe ye bore to zeje shu shagi puje jose me go jamare rani shinde ye bahadi Sanje Shinto Nite Kuwai Yoga Nambaja Laja Bajo Kiva Dido Yada Lama Danja Nature Dipela Lodge Savalam Giri Derabzone Doje Chagi Gombayu Dojo Guru Renamedala Gamania Zayami Bele Zunye Nekadaya Bhakhaji Sabade Lubi Mariki Dondro Vaku Nabi Jare Vangu Tajuji Tema Sibi Sirava Kundoya Jambi Yangi Sivaji Zuni Dembe Rimba Kunsa Alamji Cho Enyine Dube Genay Nichi Isho Yangi Jishin Tongbe Alamji Ne Shudra Sive Tave Takiji Gove Yidi Rimba Sije Ne Geve Temba Yire Zijuji Temba Yirji Choge Majaba Jaja Nyamba Gube Chodemi Nijin Jinbe Yirava Gube Ayi Pende Tite Sewa Chiba Yisho Seje Gave Meju Tile Le Legu Chanju Olanji Rimbe Tadu Namji Yila Pedeji Gave Zebari Durgun Gyoji Laza Jube Tujin Dujeji Gece Seje Midami Neku Sera Okudu Gave Kapayi Namda Lamda Devama Gyoji Kanze Teba Çola Çücü Çü Çüşü Dula Zuma Deyeci Tude Namge Dadu Çocici Daşi Gazı Çözün Kabyoji Kutsi Rabdinci Namgara Çile Çocuğu Gebana Lozan Tebe Dume Sazumu Gebana Gale Müse Tatu Ne Gürüşü Gale Koye Şinkama Tire Fendal Deva Malü Cüveyi Şere Seva Nezi Cazoyi Şadı Sıdı Fadu Den Gürüşü Ayı Şida Cembatam Kundu Sambu Teyan Teşinti Teda Kudye Cesu Dalolu Çir Gewa Jeda Tamje Tomo Kuzum Shebe Gewa Tamje Ki Mowa Kala Chodo Kaba Daye Gewe Tawa Digu Gya Sabo Chichira Tomo Warabi